right for me.
It is probably a pretty good bet that most people abandoning the city for the rural life likely are not going into farming, even hobby farming. But they probably are buying groceries fairly close to home and maybe even giving some business to the locals instead of ordering everything online. Researcher Kelly Ash with Mankato-based Center for Rural Policy and Development says the pandemic disrupted longstanding migration patterns.
More folks working from home and giving them the ability to live wherever they wanted. You couple that with really high housing costs in the Twin Cities, with a significantly cheaper housing in greater Minnesota and rural areas.
Ash says millennials and those younger have reversed a longstanding pattern in Minnesota, and they're favoring rural areas.
A lot of that crowd, you know, they were 30, 35, maybe thinking about families, and I think the pandemic and the opportunities afforded to them just kind of gave them the idea, like, hey, let's give this a whirl.
And Ash says, although he does not have specific data, there are indications that post-George Floyd crime rates in the Twin Cities are also pushing people to rural areas. But will it be enough to bring back some rural communities that are on the verge of disappearing? Ash says the change in migration patterns likely won't be large enough to do that, particularly as Minnesota's population continues to age. But he says there could be more stability as rural and urban populations even out.
I think we're going to see a nice little more dispersal of populations across the state rather than such a concentrated points of population.
I'm Bill Werner for Minnesota Minute.